Hi, this is a dictation for Mr. Sean McDuffie, SEANMCDUFFYE. Sean McDuffie, date of birth is 5/17/1989, date of accident 4/21/2022, date of service 12/1/2022. The patient is having ongoing headaches that are present in the front of the head, usually 7 on a scale of 1 to 10, pain in the neck and the lower back to the tune of 7, and radiation of pain to the left arm involving numbness, tingling front and back of the left arm and all the fingers. Also, patient suffers from pain in the left knee. He reports he is feeling weakness of the left arm and numbness of the left arm. He is depressed and he wants to cry. He cries sometimes. He has a panic, cannot ride a car, drive a car, and he has a night terror. He lives alone. Although patient doesn't want any other treatment other than physical therapy. At this time, patient is having a pain between 6 to 8, and the ADLs are affected to the tune of 5 at this time. Patient reports 50% improvement in the pain. In the neurology psych, patient has headaches that are moderately severe, 6, and they are off and on, with dizziness, vertigo, vision disturbance, fainting, blackouts, difficulty sleeping, fatigue, tension, weakness, loss of balance, loss of equilibrium, lack of symptoms, lack of focus, lack of concentration, anxiety, depression, panic, nightmares, loss of memory. In the pain and numbness, patient reports stiffness of the neck, shoulder, on the right side, stiffness of the left shoulder and lower back stiffness. And then pain in both shoulders, neck, and lower back, mid back, upper back. He also reports some pain in the right elbow and right wrist. No difficulty walking. In the GI, patient suffers from nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, stomach pain. However, he denies any constipation, digestive problem, incontinence of the bowel, any blood in the stool or trouble swelling. In the G, there is no incontinence of the urine, frequency, painful urination, blood in the urine. In respiratory, there is no asthma, trouble breathing, chest pain, coughing, shortness of breath. In last 30 days, patient reports that the pain level has remained the same. No changes in the medical history, surgical history, hospitalization, weight loss, or any other trauma. Current pain medications are none. Substance abuse, patient is utilizing marijuana for pain relief. Compliance is the patient reports full compliance with pain medication regimen. Physical examination, the surgery is 106 over 61, pulse is 64, pulse ox is 100. The rest of the exam is from the previous visit, which is dated 11/2/2022, dictation number 1103-042. Along with diagnosis, plan of care is to continue physical therapy once a week and continue disability. On a light duty, he can work now, 7 hours, 7 days, 10 pounds limit, no excess bending, twisting, and squatting. And medication-wise, is provided with the following medication, which are Mobix, 15 milligram twice a day, for anti-inflammatory, flexoral 10 twice a day for muscle relaxation, Acifex, 20 milligram twice a day for stomach protection, Ultran, 50 milligram 102 PRN for pain, Lyrica, 50 milligram PRN for pain, Theracet, PRN for headache. Is referred for TBI testing and also referred to psychiatrist for anxiety management, referred for counseling for social work. His MRI showed a bulging disc at L4, L5, L5, S1. The cervical MRI was completely normal and hence requires no treatment. His neuropsych report was positive, requesting neurology consultation, continuation of physical therapy and psychotherapy, which are ordered now. Patient will be seen in 30 days' time. He has given in writing that he doesn't want any injection treatment that was recommended for LESI, and no other treatment he wants, no surgical consultation. Thank you.